Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the service men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay there, gang, whatever hour of whatever week, whatever day it happens to be where you are, we here hope you have about 30 minutes to be with us once again to hear your favorite stars, as requested by your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Incidentally, there was quite a turnout this week at a certain railroad station where a certain star got off a certain train, and when a certain member of our staff asked her to come on down to Command Performance, she replied,
"Why, certainly.
Dinah Shore."
Thanks a lot.
Gee, it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
Gosh, Donnie, you're looking great.
By the way, Ken, I brought your wife a little gift from Paris.
Oh, well, that's mighty nice of you, Dinah, but you really shouldn't have done it.
Well, Ken, a very beautiful blonde modeled it for me, and I just had to buy it. It's a lovely satin slip.
Slip, huh?
Uh-huh. And you know what I got for you?
The model?
No. No, sorry.
Well, my wife wouldn't let me keep her anyway.
Anyhow, Ken, here's a little something for you right from Paris. Here.
Well, what do you know? A picture postcard. Gee, she's cute. What's her name?
Fifi.
Fifi?
Mm-hmm. She's the only French poodle in Paris with 10 blue ribbons.
I love dog pictures, yeah. Well, I'll see you later, Dinah, or as Fifi would say, ow, ow!
Okay, Ken. Having dispensed with the Trey Gay, I just want to say I made those certain phone calls and have written all those letters for all you fellas who asked me. And here's a song that expresses pretty well just how your wives and sweethearts and sisters feel about all of you. I'll Walk Alone.
I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. Me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams we fashion the night. You help me tie. I'll always be near you wherever you are. Each night, in every prayer, just whisper, I'll hear you, no matter how far. So close your eyes, and I'll be there. Please walk alone, but send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone, darling, all by myself.
Devotees of the limp Largo from the Windy City who ever visited the Three Deuces on State Street. For you habitués of New York's 52nd Street where swing is king. For you Los Angeles La Cienega Losarios. And in general, for all of you who delight in a good solid session with the 88s. We have with us tonight at your command the one and only Art Tatum. Like a nervous ping-pong ball. Once upon a time, there were four little Marx brothers who were the funniest things you ever saw. One little Marx brother became an agent, and then there were three. Another little Marx brother became a radio comedian, and then there were two. The two little Marx brothers who were left looked at each other, and one of them said, "Here's the way I get off."
to which the other replied, honk, honk. But the Marx brother who got Offa is Anna tonight. Chico Marx.
Thank you very much. Major, you got a violin or a cello there or something?
Just a man for it, Chico. Private Dave Newman.
Oh, little. Dave? Oh, Dave. Well, come here. Be in the clock. Come here. Dave, do you know that beautiful thing called Gypsy Love Song?
I know the chorus.
You know the chorus. Well, if I play the voice, maybe you could follow me, huh?
You play the first and I'll noodle around a little.
You're going to noodle around, huh? What do you mean by noodling? What's noodling?
Like this.
That's fine. That's good. You noodle on that and I'll macaroni on this. Look, I know you got friends out there and you want to make good, but don't play better than me, will you? Play about. Same thing. Let's get together. Sounds like a slow leak you got. That was very good, Dave. Now we're going to try the chorus. But the chorus we're going to play pianissimo. You know what pianissimo is?
No.
You don't know pianissimo? No. How long you study music?
15 years.
Mm. You know, 2 more years you could have been a plumber? All right, I make it very simple for you. We play it allegro pizzicato. Hey, fellas, allegro. That's a high class. You don't know that?
No.
You must have been with Spike Jonze's band. Do you know what pistachio is?
Yeah, you know, I know. Yeah.
Marx. Gentlemen of the AEF, here's a special treat for you. The famous Irving Berlin has done it again. It's his brand new tune, There Are No Wings in a Foxhole. And Major Wilson and the AFRS Orchestra are previewing it for you tonight. It's all yours, Major.
Jaunt in the European Theater of Operations. I'd like to say hello now to all the swell fellows I met in England and on the continent, and how thrilled I was to have the opportunity to visit Paris. We're all looking forward to the day when its parks are filled with laughing children and the sidewalk cafes are buzzing with the conversation of people whose hearts are young and gay. And speaking of cafes, we have with us tonight one of the world's renowned restaurateurs who would like to add his greeting. Gang, meet the redoubtable maître d'hôtel of Duffy's Tavern, Ed Archie Gardner.
Well, Diana, glad to see you. In other words, au revoir, Cherie.
Well, au revoir to you.
You know, Diana, them remarks on Paris thrilled me to the core. Good old Paris.
You've been to Paris?
If I ain't a parasite, who is? Ah, Paris. Eating aperitifs and sniffing absinthe. In them cafe bistros. Living in my own private penthouse in the Eiffel Tower.
I never heard of anybody living in the Eiffel Tower.
It was very exclusive, just me and a few pigeons.
Oh, Archie, vous êtes très charmant, mais je ne crois que vous pouvez parler le français, monsieur.
Parlez-vous français?
I'm talking French.
We've a switch to English. Your French is, how you say, très lazé.
Oh, merci.
But, Donnie, you missed a great party when you was away.
Where?
At Duffy's, the night that Paris was liberated. Everything was French, from the cuisine to the derriere. Yeah, we had had face cards for the women, postcards for the men. And what food? What food? Crepe Suzette and goose livers, patty de faux pas.
Archie, that's pronounced pâté de foie gras.
Leave us not quarrel over a can of goose grease. And Donnie, you should have seen the waiters. They all pasted on them little wax mustaches. It was a riot when the mustaches started falling off.
It was, huh?
Yeah, there was hardly a bowl of onion soup in the joint that didn't have a crouton and a mustache floating. Miss Duffy drank a soup and a mustache floated right out and stuck under her nose. She looked like Adolph Mangiu. Brother, what a sight.
Well, listen, Adolph Mangiu's a very good-looking man.
On Miss Duffy, he didn't look so good.
Well, tell me, what else happened at the party, Archie?
Well, to begin with, Emma Pepe, you know of the Third Avenue Peppers, she asked one of the waiters if he had frog's legs. So the waiter told her, you know, she was no Betty Grable either. You know, the dame wasn't kidding. She really wanted frog's legs.
Oh. Well, now, Archie, frog's legs is a very famous French dish.
Yeah, we found that out. So we took care of the situation by putting rubber bands in the pig's knuckles.
Well, how did she like it?
We don't know. She ain't bounced back yet.
What else did you serve?
Well, we served me own French specialty, bully base.
How do you make it?
Bully base?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, you see, I do this myself. I take a handful of fish and throw them in a big pot of water.
Do you clean the fish first?
Why waste time? The water does that. Then I add a pinch of mussels and cockles.
Alive?
Alive, alive, oh. And then I start throwing in onions and potatoes. I keep throwing in onions and potatoes.
How long do you keep throwing in onions and potatoes?
Till the fish stop eating. Then I bring the whole thing to a boil. I bring the whole thing to a boil and serve with chunks of croutons. For sopping, of course. Then came the wine.
What kind of wine?
With fish. Red wine, of course.
Archie, you serve white wine with fish.
These was red snappers. And Danny, the wine was delicious. Homemade, you know.
Who makes it?
Who makes it? Finnegan. And is he fussy? He spends all morning out in the backyard personally pressing the grapes with his own bare feet.
Well, it sounds like a lovely party, Archie.
Oh, just tous yours. How do you want for the chickens and the pressed duck?
Oh, I love pressed duck. How do you prepare it?
Finnegan does that, too.
But how?
Just like the wine, only he leaves his shoes on.
Different songs, so I had to kind of grab one out of a hat, and I hope it suits all of you. There's Kelly's Social Club, Navy 3950, Max Rohr, 32, Raleigh Doyle at 797, Hug, Tommy Thompson, Walt, Al, Shorty, and the Bull, 220, Jungle Joe, 5x5, Cheetah, Jaime, Fat Boy, Limey, Shine, Beachhead, and the best top kick in the Army, it says here, Rodney Aluli. Then there's Old Man Hupser and the How You Gonna Keep Him Down on the Farm Men, Dalby and his CBI Armfuls, Castor and Wishnapsky of the Crescent Cavern, and Parks and the Gang and the Gremlins Den at 565, and a special bow to Joel Jackson on the USS You Know But I Can't Tell, who have so kindly elected me Miss Altogether. Their names... Their names are the Sack, Society Reed, Cracker Boy, Burrhead, Shorty and Bacon Butt. And here's my song. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are covered with you? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How deep is the ocean? How high the
does it, gang? I'm sorry, there just isn't enough time to mention all the names of you fellas who write us here at Command Performance. But we read all your letters and just sort of have to pick them at random. Meantime, keep your letters coming and don't be afraid to ask for anything. Well, you can ask, can't you? Meantime, this is your good friend Dinah Shore saying the best of the best from the USA. So long.